Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Retail Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, September 9th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of retail news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Pups and Pumpkins returns to the Shops at Boca Center. The Shops at Boca Center invites the community to join in a tail-wagging celebration at Pups and Pumpkins on Tuesday, October 28th, from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Guests can enjoy festive fall vibes, treats for humans and pups, and a Halloween pet costume contest. Furry contestants can win gift cards from Boca Center merchants. Attendees can explore special offerings, enjoy live music, tastes, and sips, and participate in themed activities. Tickets are $20 per person, with proceeds benefiting Tri-County Animal Rescue. Tri-County Animal Rescue rescues, rehabilitates, and rehomes animals. The Shops at Boca Center is an upscale retail and dining destination with various tenants. For more information, visit www.bocacenter.com.
Autumn vibes and personalized pumpkins at the Shops at Boca Center. Fall festivities are in full swing at the Shops at Boca Center, with a pumpkin pop-up on Saturday, October 25th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Guests can browse and bring home their perfect pumpkin, with a variety of shapes and shades available. Talented artists will personalize purchased pumpkins with names or monograms, courtesy of the Shops at Boca Center. All proceeds from pumpkin sales will benefit Kaysen United Methodist Church's community outreach programs. Register in advance for this seasonal celebration at the provided link. The Shops at Boca Center is a 107,227-square-foot upscale retail and dining destination with a variety of tenants to explore. For more information, visit the official website.
Investor news breaks. A2Z Customate Solutions Corp., AZ, secures rights to monetize smart cart retail media and data at Yokananof. A2Z Customate Solutions Corp., AZ, has secured the rights to monetize all retail media, data, and digital assets generated by its Customate 3.0 smart shopping carts at Yokananof, Israel's top supermarket chain. Each cart can generate over 25,000 impressions per month, with A2Z paying a fixed sum to Yokananof for ads sold on a cost per thousand impressions basis. This agreement opens up new revenue streams through advertising, consumer data analytics, and the development of a smart cart marketplace. A2Z is well positioned to capture value in the rapidly growing global retail media segment and the projected retail data monetization platform market by 2033. Which is estimated at $20.3 billion. Brickheads Toy Company launches U.S. subscription for LEGO Star Wars magazine. Brickheads Toy Company, a U.S.-based retailer specializing in rare and European-exclusive LEGO products, has launched a subscription service for the LEGO Star Wars magazine in the United States. This Europe-only publication will now be directly delivered to parents, fans, and collectors each month, featuring collectible minifigures, foil packs, trading cards, posters, and comics. American subscribers can now enjoy exclusive content previously only available through UK and European outlets. Brickheads Toy Company offers affordable subscriptions with free US shipping, ensuring access to every new issue. Founder Matt Null expressed excitement in providing access to this highly anticipated product, which can be ordered through their website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Retail Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.